Springtime Lessons. In the springtime, Papa trims the guayaba tree. Fruit doesn't come until the fall, but he does this in order to prepare for its regeneration. This year, as he trimmed the tree, a hummingbird flew by him as an empty nest revealed itself in the newfound nakedness of the tree. We clean out the fallen branches, and the benevolent winged being circles us in distress several times. We realize that in the annual pruning of trees, the home of this hummingbird was disturbed. Guilt sits in as Papa directs me to clean out the weeds and fallen branches, and I can't help but to think how harm is inevitable in nature. We are three generations removed from rural life. My urban naivety shows that I lack the knowledge of how to restore a good relationship with hummingbirds. The sun sets. Venus trails behind as they join each other in the underworld, and Papa reassures me that the hummingbird will restore its home amongst the network of trees that make up our industrial neighborhood. I wonder if there are ceremonies that ask for permission and let the ecosystem of birds and insects know that a human needs to chop down a tree. Does that restore the harm done? Does it happen before? Does it happen after? Do you leave an offering? Is an apology enough? I continue to finish our yard work, and as I sift through piles of dirt, rising nettles, and other invasive plants, I come to terms with the possibility that we, humans, are the invasion. Not necessarily because we are human, but because of the values a grand part of our species lacks. I wish I knew a way to honor the hummingbird nest. I wish my papa knew that he needed to ask the tree permission before chopping much of it down. But the fact that he left the nest intact reminds me that deep down, we know how to be in right relationship with the natural world around us. In time, if we continue to pay attention, we will know the right ritual that can create an avenue of communication between us, my family who currently lives in this home, and the creatures who also call the trees, dirt, bushes, crevices on our property their home and playground. They have adapted to us. We are to adapt to them too. As I sifted through my guilt with my hands in the dirt, I am reminded that the natural world is ever so resilient and adaptable to many changes. The earth itself holds that same resiliency. I personally do not agree with the belief that we humans are destroying the earth. The earth is resilient and adaptable, who has sustained eras, eons, grand cycles of time, more than we can comprehend. Isn't it a bit egotistic and human-centric to think that we are capable of such a task? The earth is adaptable, but can we as a species adapt to the changes we are bringing about through the mass harm of ecological destruction, of the extractive mindset of deforestation, over-harvesting, pollution, and over-consumption of non-renewable resources? These practices will cause harm to us, to many, many species, but the earth will regenerate. Those species who can adapt will continue. Humans may not be able to sustain such a change if we continue with the same destructive ways. This is a reminder to the generations coming after me. I go back to the hummingbird who lost a home. They are resilient and will bounce back quickly, but the initial susto of finding a naked tree that previously had an abundance of protective leaves reminds us that small acts of harm are an inevitable part of nature. I ask us to tap into our collective, ancient memory to remember the answers too. How do we create balance? And what do restorative processes look like in nature that reduce and heal harm? In my daily prayer to the earth, I apologize for the members of my species who have evolved to become clouded by egotism. I also fall under that category of humans. I offer these words as I ask for us to be enlightened, to restore a reciprocal way of being with all of creation, so that we may coexist in harmony and balance. I thank you, Earth Mama, for the life we are gifted. May we remember now and eras into the future that we are and will always be and intimately a part of you. And like our hummingbird relative, may we remember that we have the warrior-like capacity to be resilient, fierce, and able to adapt to any change that will come forth in our lifetime or the next.